Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Thursday, March 21, 2024. Asian markets popped on Thursday after the Federal Reserve maintained its outlook for 3 rate cuts this year, despite an inflation uptick. Here at home, the PSE Index gained 0.75% to close at 69.04.
Since the Fed is now dovish, if we are to talk about the local market, in our house, we still think that the BSP will be mirroring the Fed's moves. So, although it's important to acknowledge that the anticipation of a rise in inflation rates, so it's a wait and see scenario. So, since the BSP is not expected to lower interest rates before the Fed, since it would trigger forex volatility and potentially inflict negative effects on the Philippine peso. So it's really a wait and see scenario.
In corporate stories, BPI is selling its 15% shareholdings in GoTime Bank Corporation to GoTime Financial PTE and Giga Investment Holdings for a total price tag of 902 million pesos. That translates to about 120 per share. The shares were acquired by BPI as the successor in interest of Robinsons Bank after the merger between BPI and R-Bank. The Gokongwei Group is a majority shareholder of GoTime. The Ayala-led bank says the sale should address any potential conflict of interest created by the significant overlap in and similarity of product offerings of GoTime Bank and BPI. Meanwhile, FirstGen Corporation, the Lopez Group's clean and renewable energy firm, posts a 4% increase in attributable recurring net income for 2023 at $277 million or 15.4 billion pesos. This as the geothermal portfolio of its unit, EDC, delivered record earnings owing to an improvement in electricity prices, plus FirstGen's higher interest income due to high yields from its internally generated cash. These offset lower revenues on the back of a drop in natural gas and liquid fuel prices globally and lower electricity output sold by the natural gas platform. Still in earnings, the banking arm of Zesto King Alfredo Yao, Philippine Business Bank, books 1.825 billion pesos in net income for the full year of 2023, up about 40%. And PBCom announces a 15 billion peso bank bond program aiming to raise at least 2 billion in the first tranche. The purpose? Refinance debt obligations, diversify funding sources, and support loan growth. In other news, Artholand raising its stake in Bavia Properties, injecting 45 million pesos into the company as it subscribed to 450,000 preferred shares of the company building the Eluria condominium in Salcedo Village, Makati. This to increase the firm's working capital for the project, slated to be completed by 2025. Meanwhile, the Aboitiz Group more than doubles capex this year to 153 billion pesos, with a majority allotted to its renewable energy projects in the pipeline. Further investments are also being made to develop its retail banking business, support utility infrastructure projects, and expand its food group, among others. The group says with significant milestones headlining the year, such as managing the largest operating private bulk water supply facility in the country and entering the consumer beverages market in the landmark joint acquisition of Coca-Cola Philippines, it is well positioned to achieve its growth prospects and contribute towards nation building. And finally, Alternergy Holdings gets the approval by the Philippine Stock Exchange for the listing of preferred shares subscribed by the state-owned Government Service Insurance System, or GSIS. The listing on the PSE main board will be on Friday, March 22, under the ticker name ALTP2. GSIS's subscription of 100 million Alters preferred shares to Series A is priced at 14 pesos and 50 centavos per share for a total value of 1.45 billion pesos. That is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.